determined as to how it will all unfold.
The trick is to learn to love the uncertainty of it all, to find, at last, the great satisfaction and the great opportunity that lies within the uncertainty. And some suggestions as to how to do this is what I want to bring to you today. As many of you may already know from my earlier books and tapes, I am a lover of daily exercises to help us develop healthier ways of seeing the world. That is, exercises that help us move from the thinking of the lower self, that part of ourselves that is filled with insecurity, doubt, pain, and fear, to the thinking of the higher self, that part of ourselves that is filled with peace, confidence, power, and love. Trust me when I tell you that things always look better in the arena of the higher self. It is here that we find the power to embrace all the uncertainty in our lives. In the book, I present 42 such exercises. I've managed to include over half of these exercises in this abridgment, more than enough to get you started. They are all designed to help you get rid of your soul-destroying ways of thinking and being in this world. You would be wise to note those particular exercises that speak to you,